Mother, why are you awake at... I'll be the one asking questions tonight. Where have you been? I was about to send off the entire castle guard after you. Oryk looks down at the ground, avoiding her harsh gaze.
This is Mike Starry, a 25-year-old who grew up in New York. He writes to cope with his loss.
On the large scale of things, it's about werewolves in medieval Germany. But I think the idea of this family that sort of tears itself apart and is full of all this conflict, yet there's still sort of these conflicting emotions, I think that is where I get the most inspiration for my own life.
A child's worst experience is to go through the loss of a parent. Mike had to go through it twice. He not only lost his dad, but also his mom.
My father, I never really got to meet him. Him and my mother, they dated very briefly when I was born, and I was, I feel like, maybe a month old when my mom had left him. The character of my father really wasn't that great.
He had passed away from overdosing on cocaine. I guess he wasn't very happy in the end. I never even really knew what the sound of his voice was like or anything. It was really difficult living with my mom. She wasn't really stable mentally as well as in her life. She had met a guy and he convinced her to move down to Florida with him. And then that was the last we heard of her. We never heard from her again.
As both of his parents had abandoned him, he went to live with his grandparents when he was 7 years old.
A mother's love should be something that you're sort of entitled to. But then when your mother just doesn't express that in any way, I think it makes you feel lower than low. Ultimately, like, my grandma sort of saw that it just wasn't a healthy environment for a child to be brought up in, and she took me in.
It was Dennis' grandfather who helped him to develop his love for writing.
When we would work on the story together, every week I'd show him a new chapter that I wrote. And then he would take notes and go through it and like what we could make better and then go through it with me. And we would always like read it together. And that would always become sort of our tradition. And we sort of did this for a while until we completed like two whole stories. He never discouraged me from doing anything that I wanted to do and just had so much wisdom that he would happily share with me.
In the UK, there are roughly 40,000 bereaved children between 1 and 17 years old. I went to Poole to talk to Julie Ovett, a psychologist who specializes in bereavement.
Hello, hi, I'm
hi.
Julie.
Hi, I'm Lisa. Nice to meet you,
nice
Julie.
Nice to meet you. Please come on through.
She told me more about the impact of premature parental loss.
Stereotypically, a child has two parent figures, a mother and father, two mums, two dads, who knows? And often those co-parents provide the child with stability and two ideas of what life's like, because both parents will have their own idea of what being a parent's like. They will have their own experiences which they will bring into parenting their child. And so when one of those parents go, what tends to happen with anyone who's bereaved is that there's sort of shock, disbelief, fantasy as if a person is still there. It's a surreal moment. Time sort of stands still, it doesn't seem real.
For Julie, creativity plays an important role to tackle the loss.
Coping mechanisms are there to cope with overwhelming emotion. Whichever way you bring it out from inside your head or your heart, it doesn't matter. And whatever creative means that you can use, nothing is wrong. Be as creative as you can. As they get older, doing a goodbye letter to the person. That's if they've died. It's different, I guess, if they've just left them. Saying that, they have left them, whether it's death or just leaving. So it's allowing you to detach from them in a healthy way.
Premature parental loss can be a challenging experience, but with the right help, moving positively forward is achievable.
Everyone's different. Everyone has their own personality. Everyone has differing things happening to them as they grow up. So everyone's journey is going to be unique to them. Seek help. Talk it through. Even though you think you can deal with it, a lot of the time you deal superficially, actually there's so much going on there that because it happened when you were young, you were trying to deal with it with a child's brain, a child's knowledge, and that would have been good enough then, but not necessarily good enough as an adult. Always get help.
When I think about like my mother and father and being over here, I've pretty much come to terms with how things have played out. I mean, especially with my father, since he's passed away now, I mean, there's nothing that can really be changed there. I think with my mother, because she's still alive and out there somewhere, there's a lot of unfinished closure. But I mean, a few years ago, I think I've come to terms with the fact that she's the way she is and she acts the way she's gonna act, and I have no control over that. So I think right now I'm just focusing on myself and who I am and what I want to do with my own life, and just being really grateful for my family who was there for me and being supportive.
I feel like I'm definitely still running, but I feel like instead of running from the past, I'm running towards the future, I like to think of it. I'm just sort of living the life I always kind of wanted. I've always wanted to go abroad and try to establish a career, which will hopefully be a result of the degree. And I feel like I'm moving towards a good place. I'll probably try to keep submitting scripts to production companies and to screenwriting competitions. And yeah, I think my dream would be to sell a screenplay. And of course, even bigger would be to see a screenplay brought to life.
Can I come? Wolfgang looks down at Stefan. Perhaps when you are bigger than the game we wish to hunt. For now, I want you to remain at the keep and attend to your studies.
If you'd like any information or help on any issues raised in the program, head to the Radio 1 website.